church in India recently shaken up after a bomb scare. We'll tell you what happened coming up. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ministries are persevering with the spread of the gospel, whether it's in the face of hostility or getting messy with suffering people. We've got some encouraging Great Commission stories to share with you today, so keep listening. Our first story comes at us from Northeast India, where last week an IED was found in a trash bin outside a church. Now, authorities were called and the bomb was neutralized. Bibles for the World's president, John Podaiti, and his wife were at the church volunteering when the bomb was discovered. Bibles for the World's Jeff McClendon says,
"There's a small village church in the rural countryside. They were getting ready to burn some of the trash and so forth that they had picked up, and they lifted up a container and said, wait a minute, this is too heavy. They emptied the container and discovered an improvised explosive device that had been placed in this container under some trash, designed to do as much damage as possible to whoever happened to be in the vicinity when that bomb would go off."
McClendon tells us that this area was previously very resistant to the gospel, and there's been pushback because of the number of church plants that have been happening in the region. They're asking us to pray. Pray for
protection for the Christian believers and the Christian workers who are in these areas. And second of all, that they have boldness to share their faith in love, and that it not become a matter of militantism on either side, but an opportunity for us to clearly explain the gospel, to clearly show and demonstrate God's love that was so great that he makes his salvation available to all.
Meanwhile, CNN reports that Christian mom Asia Bibi is still under lock and key in Pakistan. Don Hutchinson is a lawyer and former board member of Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
When we read stories about Asia Bibi in Pakistan, who went through 9 years of imprisonment because of an allegation of blaspheming the Prophet Muhammad, and see unrest in recent days taking place in Pakistan, we can reflect on our situation in Canada and realize that there must always be a place for critical discussion about differences in belief.
To protect religious freedom, Hutchinson and others are calling for the removal of Section 296 from Canada's criminal code.
Section 296 prohibits the publication of a blasphemous libel. Where blasphemy laws exist, they've often been used not to deal with hateful anti-religious sentiment, but to deal with very minor incidents.
Pray for wisdom for government decision makers.
So my expectation is that in the very near future, we're going to see the blasphemy section of Canada's criminal code removed.
And deep in the bush of Mozambique, medical resources are hard to come by. For those living with chronic pain, even aspirin's a luxury. Palliative or hospice care are virtually unheard of. The Compassionate Care Team in Mozambique with Audio Scripture Ministries stands in the gap for Mozambicans who need specialized medical care. They recently celebrated their 100th patient, a sobering milestone showing how necessary their care has been. Joshua Harrison with ASM explains.
Our Compassionate Care Team helps distribute God's Word and audio to their patients, and they deliver basic hygiene products and medicine and offer compassionate care, being the hands and feet of Jesus to people who receive very little hospital care, palliative care, any pain medication.
The Compassionate Care Ministry was started in 2015 by ASM missionary Dara Vandenbosch in Mozambique.
She saw a young girl suffer with uncontrolled pain and die. And as a trained nurse, Dara wanted to help reach out to that need in the community. So she's been training a team of three Mozambican women who now make regular visits to patients.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.